From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson in Kiev with the reaction on the street to a deal struck in Ukraine.
But as we wait for that, let's get to Arizona, where a bill has passed the State House and Senate this week that would allow business owners to refuse service to gay people if they have religious objections. The Republican-controlled Senate passed the bill yesterday on a party-line vote. The House approved the measure on Wednesday with all Democrats and even some Republicans in opposition. Governor Jan Brewer, a Republican, has not said what she's going to do when the bill reaches her desk. Joining us now with more is reporter Jude Joffe Block with the Here and Now contributing station KJZZ in Phoenix. Jude, welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, and what do we know about what this legislation would do?
Well, you know, the backers of the bill cited a case in New Mexico as the motivation for bringing this legislation. And there was a case there where a photographer was sued when she refused to photograph a same-sex commitment ceremony. So that kept being brought up as basically, you know, the idea is with this bill is that businesses and people in Arizona would have an expanded right to cite their religious beliefs if they're ever sued in a some kind of discriminatory lawsuit. So that's basically what it does. The legislation doesn't actually explicitly say anything about the gay community one way or the other, but that seems to be understood as what the main issue is.
You're saying it just says that they can refuse service to anyone or what?
It basically says that they can, that it expands the right to rely or to use their religious beliefs as a defense in some kind of a lawsuit, and it expands the definition of who can do that to businesses as well.
Now, let's listen to some of the back and forth that was going on in the legislature as Arizona's House debated this bill for several hours yesterday. Let's listen first to Democrat Chad Campbell.
This bill will result in discrimination towards the LGBT community. There is no doubt in my mind about that. None.
Now, Republicans fired back saying they're simply voting to uphold the First Amendment. This is GOP Representative John Kavanaugh.
And all this bill does is protect the religious freedoms that the people who began this country came here to establish.
Jude, you were there. What else was said?
Well, yeah, this was a really long, passionate debate. It lasted a few hours yesterday afternoon. Basically, the two sides really seemed to be speaking past each other. Republicans who favored the bill were talking about the importance of businesses in Arizona to know that they won't be obligated by the state to violate their own religious beliefs. While on the other side, Democrats were saying this would basically sanction discrimination. It could create a two-tiered society. We could see businesses and essential services being denied to the LGBT community based on somebody's religious beliefs. There was a lot of back and forth with Republicans saying, well, those hypotheticals are really too extreme and that's not our intent here. But with Democrats firing back, well, whether or not that's the intent, that could be how this could be used and that could be how the rest of the country could see Arizona.
Yeah, how is the business community responding to this? Because it wasn't but a week ago or so we did a story on this program about a new Apple factory that was opening up in Mesa and how excited Governor Brewer was to be bringing in business, especially after the immigration law SB 1070, which turned many people off. How are businesses responding to this?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's been really well documented that a few years ago when this state passed SB 1070, that was our immigration enforcement law, that did have a really big economic impact on the state. And we're actually just starting to see some recovery from that. I mean, a lot of concerts were canceled. There were boycotts. Conventions were canceled. And some of that kind of had a lingering impact because people book those conventions years in advance. So we're just starting to see a recovery from that. So you have some folks in the business community saying, no, please don't start this over again with giving Arizona a black eye, a reputation as being intolerant that's going to create some kind of backlash. The Greater Phoenix Economic Council has come out today urging the governor to veto the bill. That group tries to draw businesses to the state. They think this could be really a hurdle for trying to bring in companies. And they actually, I was emailing with Barry Broom, who's the council's CEO and president. He said he already has four companies who are concerned about this that were thinking of relocating to Arizona that they were trying to recruit. And one company who had a deadline of yesterday of deciding whether or not they were going to come to Arizona or somewhere else. And because of what happened in the legislature, they decided not to come. That's according to Barry Broom.
Wow.
So
already some effects. Well, do we know if the governor's going to veto this?
Well, you know, that's the big question. So this could go to her desk as early as next week. We don't know. There was something similar that got to her desk last year that she did veto, but that was during a different kind of dynamic because at that point she was really pushing Medicaid expansion. And so under those circumstances, she was vetoing a lot of bills in those days, trying to force her hand. So we don't know exactly how she's feeling about this. I think a big question will be how big how vocal the business community is in lobbying her on this.
Jude Jaffe Block, a reporter with Here and Now contributing station KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona. Jude, thanks so much. We'll continue to follow this.
Thank you.